Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you guys are listening to this. I hope you guys are having a great start of the week. And before we get started with the show, I just want to ask if you guys could please leave this podcast a rating and review, because that is how these platforms actually share it to more people who have never heard it before. So it's absolutely free. It would mean the world to me. And yeah, now let's get started. Happy Monday, everyone. So I am very excited for today's episode because I'm a big habit person. Part of it might be just how, I don't even know how to word it. It's like, I don't have like anxiety, but I'm definitely a planner. I plan ahead. So my daily habits are something that I am very proud of and I stick with. So I thought I would do an episode where I kind of just talk about some habits that I think drastically improved my life, small and big, and just little things that kind of just make your day more productive, set you in the right direction for the day, for the week, for the month, for the year, because essentially we are just what our habits are. Like, we are a collection of our habits. We're not just like what we do occasionally. Like, no, our life is going to be our habits, what we do every day. Before I get into rambling though, let me give you my lift of the week. As always, if you're new here, I do a thing in the beginning of every episode where I share something from the previous week that lifted me, whether it be something that I did in my life, whether it be an accomplishment, whether it be a piece of scripture that helped me out, a motivational quote, just anything that lifted me, my spirit, my mentality, my physical being up. And this past week was an experience that is for sure. So Friday, I got to go see Luke Combs in concert, and oh my gosh, if you follow my other socials, you know I'm like obsessed with country music. I've been listening to country music since I was a little girl, and now that's like this big trend to like love country music. So I was just like, these artists that I've been listening to are getting huge and going on tours, so it's been really cool to be able to see them in show, whereas I might not have been able to see them before, just kind of like in smaller venues. But artists like this now are huge, and so I went to go see them. I'm in Florida, so I went to go see them in the Raymond James, the football field. Why am I the stadium? That's the word I was looking for, but. Anyways, he was so good, and it was a very last-minute thing. Like, we didn't get the concert tickets until the day of, so I am not a spontaneous person, so whenever I get to do something a little bit spontaneous like that, it kind of, like, in the moment, it kind of gives me a little anxious feeling of, like, oh, like, I don't know what I'm doing, like, I should just bail, like, I should just not go, like, if I don't know what I'm doing, I can't go. But I ended up going, and it was such a good night, because I find that, like, a lot of the times, as much as a planner that I am, sometimes the spontaneous things are so much better. So I've been really trying to get better at that, at just letting myself go with the flow, because I don't know if you guys have heard that, like, TikTok or Instagram thing, and it was like, oh yeah, I can go with the flow. And then it's like, but like, what time does the flow start? Yeah, that's 1,010% me. Like, I'm such a plan ahead person. So I've been trying to be more spontaneous recently. When people ask me to do something, I try to just do it. The gym can wait. My eating a bad meal won't kill me. So just trying to be more go with the flow recently. So that is my lift of the week. All right, let's get into habits. So a couple of these might be things that you've already heard, but it's never going to be a bad thing to repeat. So let me just go into the things that you've probably heard before first. So make your bed. I know every person tells you to make your bed, but it's so true. Like, it's not necessarily about the actual action of just making your bed. It's more so about just starting your day with intention. If one of the first things you do when you wake up is do something like making your bed, organizing, going for a walk, like, make sure you're starting your morning with something productive, so you don't just necessarily have to make your bed right away. Like, I'm gonna be honest, I'm recording this in the morning right now. My bed is not made yet today, but will it be made before I go off to work? Yes, 1,010%. Like, I make my bed every day, but it wasn't the first thing I did, because I got up this morning and I went for a walk. So less of the habit is going to be making your bed right away in the morning, more so than just like do something right away when you wake up that sets your day with intention. If the first thing you're doing when you wake up is rolling over and going on your phone, that's instantly going to make you feel more sluggish. If the first thing you do when you wake up is tapping the snooze button, you're going to feel more tired throughout the day. You're messing up your sleep cycle when you do that. So let's get into some things that you can do instead of just rolling over onto your phone when you wake up in the morning. So like I said, I go for a walk as soon as I wake up. I sleep in walking clothes, so shorts, a big t-shirt, and I then just put on socks and shoes and I grab my headphones and I'm out the door. Most of that is because I live in Florida and it's summertime right now. So if I try to walk at any other time, I will probably have a heat stroke. But anyways, but it sets a good tone for my morning. Walking is so good for you. It's good for digestion. It's good for your joints. It's good for just burning a little bit of extra calories in a simpler way. And it's just good for your mood. It's good for your mental state. It's good for clarity. It boosts your immunity, I believe, as well. So like walking has so many benefits. So if you're getting up and you're doing something active, go outside, bring your book, read. Go outside and read first thing in the morning. Go outside and stretch first thing in the morning. Organize something in your room first thing in the morning. Start your day with intention. So that is going to be my first habit. So yes, make your bed, but just start your day with something productive, because you're gonna set the tone for the entire day when you do that. The next habit I'm going to talk about is going to be just writing in general. Writing is so, so good for your mental being, because a lot of the times we have a lot of feelings bottled up that you might not want to share with others, or if you do, you don't want to just be that person that's just like constantly talking about their emotions and their feeling and what they're feeling. And like, if you have someone like that you can just talk to all the time, but if you don't have that like close circle, just write it down. It really is a skill. So when I say that, and a lot of people might be like, oh, like I've tried, like I'm just not into journaling. It's a skill. It really is. I got out of it and I'm just recently getting back into it again. And let me tell you, like I sat in front of my journal with just a pen in my hand and I just sat there for probably like 20 minutes without a single word written down. Like I had so many feelings and thoughts going on inside my head, but I genuinely just like couldn't put them down on paper. And it was frustrating. Like it was so frustrating, but I knew like right then and there, I was like, okay, I need to start journaling again, because I used to be so in touch with being able to put my feelings on a paper. Writing used to be like my strongest suit. I used to write poetry. I used to write just like journal entries and my feelings and what was going on in my life. I used to just be so in touch with that. And don't just treat journaling like a diary either, because you can definitely, like, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you not to do that, because honestly, it's really cool to look back on too. Like, I started journaling in like middle school, so I have entries from like 7th grade where I can look back and be like, oh my gosh, like, but it's definitely memories. But also, if you're not into, you know, dear diary, like, I get that, I don't do that either, but just journaling, writing down your intentions, writing down, I don't want to say it's like manifestation, but it really is. The law of attraction is so real. And I am sitting here saying that the law of attraction is real as a Christian, because it's not the universe. It is God. Like, it is a form of prayer. Like, what we speak into existence, the Bible says how powerful our tongue is. So it is biblical. Just like what you are speaking into existence, what you're saying about yourself, about your life, what you're writing down about yourself, your life, you're bringing it into existence, you're bringing it into your presence. Our reticular activating system, part of our brain, it is going to look for the things that you are thinking, like it's going to look for certain things that you are bringing to your attention more often. For example, the car reference. You're going to go out, if you're looking for a yellow car, you're going to see so many yellow cars. But if you're not looking for one, you're probably not going to notice any yellow car that drives by. But like what you're bringing into your thoughts is going to be what you find. So if you start your day with gratitude, if you start writing down just intentions, positive things, if you speak positive words about yourself to yourself, you're going to start noticing more. You're going to start looking for more things to be grateful for. You're going to start just living with intention. So yes, I'm a Christian. And yes, the law of attraction is so real. So start just speaking and writing and positive things into your life, because you're going to be able to find more if you're looking for more. This one's going to kind of be a little bit less serious, but nonetheless, I think it's made a big difference. I'm currently trying to lean out, so I'm cutting a little bit right now. And something that has completely changed, I feel like, and just been so much better for reaching my protein goal while staying in a little bit lower of a calorie range, is switching from any sort of coffee creamer to just, I take my coffee and I put almond milk and then I put a scoop of protein powder and I blend it. So I'm making protein coffee, and most protein powders are going to be sweet enough where if you don't just like black coffee, you're going to have that creamer taste, especially if you're using like almond or oat milk. So you're going to have the cream in there of the milk, and then the powder is the flavor. So I'm now having like 110 calorie coffee. So like, yeah, it is a little bit, normally my coffee, I normally use like, I measure out my creamer. So I would typically use like 4 servings of creamer because it's like 4 tablespoons, I believe. So it's not a ton, a serving of coffee creamer. So that was like 100 calories. So yeah, it's like 10 more calories, but thermic effect of food or whatever. So protein is just going to be better, and reaching my protein goal has been so much easier because it's instantly starting my day with 25 grams of protein. So finding little ways to sneak protein into your diet is going to make you feel so much better. And it's just definitely a healthy habit I picked up. And now, I mean, I look forward to it. It's still like so good. Another habit that has been really good for me, especially, like, this is a more recent one in my life within the last couple months, but I have been trying not necessarily, like, I can't say I've truly been cycle syncing my workouts, but I have been trying to just be more in touch instead of, sorry, this is going to be mostly for girls, so if you're a dude listening to this, you might not necessarily understand what I'm saying right now, but I think my audience is mostly female, but cycle syncing has been huge about just feeling better about my workouts depending on the time of the month that it is. So for example, me, like the couple days up to a week before I start my cycle, I feel horrible. Like I feel weak, I feel bloated, I feel just not good about myself. So what I found is I used to just keep the same exact workouts regardless, and I would just like get so pissed at myself if I couldn't have a good workout, like these extreme lifts that I normally do. I'm like, why can't I do it? Like, I would get so down on myself, and then I would just feel even worse. So what I started doing is that like week, especially like the 4 days before I start, it's a little bit lighter. I try to do more functional training. So, and I've been really enjoying it, honestly. Like you can get such a good workout in still. So like, for example, the last time I had like a glute and hamstring day, that was like a couple of days before, instead of super heavy hip thrusts, I did cast hip thrusts with lighter weight on, and I just held it for longer. And I did B stance RDLs with a kettlebell and just did like more functional style instead of just picking up the heaviest dumbbell or like the heaviest weight. I just did functional training. So I did step ups with like little bit of weight, and I just focused on just moving my body instead of just trying to max out on everything and go as hard as I can. And like, do I burn as many calories when I do that? Absolutely not. But I find that I feel better afterwards, and I'm just not as hard on myself because I know I'm still doing something that's good for myself. It's been so hard to just get into a good mindset with my body. I still struggle with my body a lot. Like definitely very hard on myself about things I want to get better at and when I'm not having a good day. body image is still something I struggle with. So trying to be more in touch with it and just listening to it and taking care of it to get the best results is something I've been trying to focus on. So not just that, but also like there's days where I'm hungrier than other days and there's days where I'm not so hungry. And I feel like so a big thing with like my fitness journey was with food, and I used to just not eat, and that was how I lost all the weight originally. If you're not new here, then I'm sure you knew that already because I've talked about it before, but if you're new here, then I used to just restrict like crazy. So then when I got into the gym, something that I wasn't expecting was hitting a certain calorie goal became almost just as toxic as just not eating, because there would be times that I wasn't hungry, but I was like bulking, trying to put on muscle and like grow my legs and grow my butt. And there'd be days that I would be at like 1500 calories and I just wasn't hungry. And I started to just like force calories into my day. And I feel like that was just as toxic as not eating, like forcing myself if I wasn't hungry. So it led me into this place where it's like, I need to eat. So I've been trying to just be more in touch with like, yeah, there's some days where I'm eating 2000 calories and I could probably still eat more. And then there's days where I hit like 1600 and I'm just not that hungry. So I've been trying to just like listen to it, and that might be not optimal or whatever in the fitness community. Like maybe I should be eating the same amount of calories every single day, but like same with like just like my activity level, like it's not the same every single day. Like there's like I burn a lot more calories on leg days than I do like a back and bicep day. So obviously like I'm probably gonna eat more on a leg day just to like fuel myself. So been trying to just be more in touch with that. So listening to my body, I guess that's the habit that I was going with here. It's just kind of like listening to my body on what it needs and trying not to be so hard on it. This is the only body you get, so take care of it. Stop trying to compare it to everyone else and what you think everyone else is doing, because I promise what other people are putting on social media is not what they're doing every single day of their life. And if it is, that's great, but you need to be able to just learn yourself and what works for you, because what works for you might not work for another person. So that is my next habit, is just trying to learn yourself. This one is a little bit out of the fitness realm, but this is the Lifted podcast and I am a very proud Christian. So something that genuinely, it's not even like really necessarily one habit, but just spending time with God and trying to be more in touch with Him will change your life. And I don't know why I saved this for the last habit, especially like I know a lot of people might have like clicked out of the episode by now, I don't know, but spending time with God regardless of how you do it, people are going to tell you certain ways on how you should be in touch with God, but I feel like it's a relationship. Like it's not a by the book thing that you have to do. Like you should cherish the relationship. Should you read scripture? Yes. Should you pray like traditionally? Yes, absolutely. But it's a relationship. So don't, if you get by that, like, oh, I have to read my Bible, I have to say like the Our Father. Like, no, like it's, you are going to feel God the most when you're doing it in a way that you feel Him. Like it's not up to other people to tell you how your relationship with God should be. It's, I find Him in nature. So if I'm outside, I will just look at like something simple, like the trees blowing. I'll look at the sun, the clouds, a sunset, the stars, and I'm just so in touch. Like that's God. That's not like the universe. Like nothing here was made by accident. Like that's God. So I'm so in touch. I'm just like noticing every little thing in God's presence, and I just feel Him when I'm in nature. And other people might be like, oh no, like you need to go to church to feel God. If you feel God the most in church, then absolutely. If you feel God the most in nature when you're by yourself just praying, absolutely. That's how I am. But just find a way to spend time with God. Watch sermons on YouTube. Watch listen to worship music if that's how you feel Him. Worship music is such a good way to just bring God's presence into your day. If you're on a drive and you're listening, if you're at the gym and you're listening to worship music, if you are just on your walk and you're listening to worship music, like just find a way to bring Him into your day. Making His presence known will improve your life so much because He loves you so much. And like, who is gonna not feel good about being overwhelmed with love? Like, no one. Like, it's just, we don't deserve it and we have it. So like, the fact that so many people just don't like use that in their day-to-day life, like this unconditional love that we have, and just like, it could just bring tears to my eyes, like just talking about it, because like, we don't deserve it at all. Like, He is so good. He loves you so much, and like, bringing Him into your day will make your life so much better. And I know it can be so hard. Like, I will fully admit, like, I don't read my Bible every day. I'm not in scripture every single day, but like, I try to bring Him into my day, and like, He understands and He wants to spend time with you. So definitely, that is my last habit, and definitely the most important habit is just bring God into your life. So that is going to wrap up today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you have any habits that I did not list and you would love to tell me about, like, send me a DM on Instagram. I'm active on all my other socials, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. They are all in the show notes below. It would mean the world if you guys go check me out and support me over on other platforms. But yeah, before I just keep rambling on, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys do something that lifts you or others up this week. And yeah, I will catch you guys next Monday. Bye.